My girl's team, Chargers, Trojans, Dodgers. I like two out of the three, but can I trade the Chargers? I will give you the Chargers for the Raiders and a free Bloody Mary brunch.
Is that a fair trade?
Yeah, if I'm getting the Bloody Mary brunch and the Raiders.
So here's my theory. Can you agree, like going into a season, like here's what we're going to watch? It's almost as though you pick games. Is that your method? Or is it just she's going to watch, you know, she's watching the Chargers?
Based on this year and COVID, I'm rethinking this whole my girls team strategy. Cleveland Browns, they have fans, and the Jaguars have fans. I think I need to convince my girl to be a Jags fan so we can go to a football game this year.
So my response, when asked, like, what teams do you care about? She said the Royals, which I knew of. And then she said, no football, but the Olympics. Every 4 years, Kay went. I didn't ask summer or winter.
That means you get both. I'm a West Coast guy. But if my girl tells me she's a Yankees fan, you know what? I'm buying him and her Aaron Judge t-shirt jerseys. We're flying to the Bronx next weekend. It doesn't matter the sport or the team. We just need a sport and a team.
So just get her to opt in for a reason. So whether it's looks, whether it's jerseys, it's usually where they're from. And ideally it's, you know, someone from a four sport city. You get football, basketball, baseball, hockey, if you want to throw that in there.
WSC Podcast, 5 minute life guides. This week, we're giving you an instructional guide on how to survive sports with your wife, your girlfriend, or your significant other. We're going to show you how to turn into a Super Bowl champ and not a practice squad chump.
Let's talk about the dichotomy of who you root for, who you don't, when to turn off the TV, when to turn on the TV. It's almost like arbitration. It's like bartering. Can I watch this game if I do the dishes? You need to understand what's important to them, what's important to you, and how to walk that fine line.
But you don't want to go out to like a friend's house to watch a Hawks game or to a bar to watch a Hawks game if it's a playoff game?
So you're asking me would I trade a Hawks game for 4 hours or golf for 8?
Your significant other isn't watching golf for 4 hours. So that's not even a fair spot. My significant other isn't watching basketball for 4 hours either. So I don't even know who I'm kidding. And so you need to hit the trifecta. Don't settle for like, oh, my girl likes 2 out of 3. She's got to like all 3, summer, winter Olympics, and golf.
Make that your first question. If you're on an app and you're swiping right, what sports do you like? Done.
Ball game. Put a ring on her finger. Marry her. Your sports are my sports.
Send the emoji. All right. Big Ben and Kay Wynn, WST Podcast, 5 minute life guide. You can find us literally wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're on fire lately, Kay Wynn. Good guidance. If you can get golf in the Winter Olympics, settle for that maybe. But try to get those 3. Basketball, baseball, football. Big markets.
That's all you need.
She's from Cleveland or Cincinnati. Just make sure she roots for your teams.
If that doesn't work, just order some Bloody Marys at brunch.